It's the KGEZ Good Morning Show with John Hendricks and Robin Mitchell. And joining us, Robin, from the Montana Fund, we have the President and CEO, Holly Odell. Good morning, Holly.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you bet. Tell us a little bit about the Montana State Fund.
So we are Montana's only not-for-profit workers' compensation insurance company. So we cover employers and their employees for safety and for workplace accidents. We take care of people when we're hurt and help them get back on the job. So, we cover more than 24,000 employers all across the state of Montana, and 90% of businesses in agriculture are insured by us.
So you have a vested interest then in making sure that there's a lot of safety going on in the workplace.
We sure do. We're Montanans serving Montanans. So it's our duty and opportunity to invest across Montana in safety. And that's a win-win for our employers and for us.
Well, tell us a little bit about the second year of the State Fund's Ag Worker and Safety Spotlight Program.
Yes. So Montana State Fund has partnered across the state this year with agriculture and 4-H for our Young Worker Spotlight. So what we're up to is we are attending county fairs statewide. We bid on a steer from a 4-H kiddo, and we take the chance to spotlight safety around the state. We're specifically talking about agriculture safety, and we're talking about young worker safety because young employees from the ages of 18 to 24 are almost twice as likely to be injured on the job as their other colleagues. So we're talking about agriculture safety and about young workers, and 4-H is an excellent opportunity for that since 4-H is a chance for kids to learn best practices from the beginning.
So you were here last week during the Northwest Montana Fair to be a part of the big stock show and sale and everything?
Absolutely. This was our third fair across the state this year. We were also out at the Marias Fair and at the Richland County Fair. So we've been to Shelby, we've been to Sydney, and Kalispell was our third stop. And we bid on Mr. Moo, who was 1,100 pounds.
Oh, boy. That should make some stakes, huh?
A lot of stakes, yeah. This was 4-H member Guadalupe Chentnik. This was her steer. And she told us a lot about what she'd been up to. And the meat from her steer, we're going to donate back meat to the food bank up there at the Flathead Food Bank. So this is a win-win-win for 4-H kids, for our employers and our employees across Montana and safety, and then also for food bank recipients.
Well, you were part of something that was a record-setting stock show and sale last Saturday. Did over $1 million worth, and we've never, ever come close to that a couple of years, but we've never busted the $1 million mark, so you were a big help in making that happen. Holly, help us understand why Montana seems to have more than the national average of accidents on the job.
Yeah, so it's not just young workers, it's across the board. So people in Montana are injured at work 1.26 times more often than employees in your average state. And this is in every single industry. So definitely in ag, also in office work, in mining work and healthcare work, across the board in more than 350 industries that we insure here in Montana. And we think part of it might be culturally related. You know, as a Montanan, we kind of get up and dust ourselves off and move on. And so maybe we have some shortcuts in safety in service of getting the job done. And we're out here to highlight that when we take the time to do it right and to get trained and to take those best practices and careful steps, it actually saves us time in the end because we care about each other as Montanans. We're, you know, family at work, and we can become safer and safer. We have gotten better year over year in Montana. We are getting safer and we're getting closer to the national average, but we still have a lot to do. And that's why we're out there and so proud to be part of the first $1 million auction out there.
That's really something. I wanted to also talk a little bit about young workers, 18 to 24 years. You specifically noted that they seem to be twice as likely to get injured on the job. Is that just a lack of experience that's making that happen?
It certainly could be. You know, young people are likely to be new at work, and maybe they haven't had the onboarding or training older employees have, especially with the labor market out there right now. So there's lots of new people on the job, and there's young people working and maybe working in industries or in roles that they wouldn't have before. We also think it could be culturally related. Like maybe if you're young, you're more afraid to speak up and not sure if you can talk about what might be unsafe or how to get help with that. And so that's part of what we're doing with raising awareness is, you know, it's cool to be safe. And when young people learn this in 4-H and then go out into their ag field, knowing that it's cool to be safe, this is how we take care of each other in Montana, it's okay to speak up, and actually it's encouraged to speak up. And we have lots of resources for people to come out and learn about that on safemt.com. And elsewhere, we've got young worker programs across the state, not just the 4-H Young Worker Spotlight, but we have young worker-focused safety programs all year long.
Well, Northwest Montana Fair was your third fair stop. Do you have any others on the way here?
We're done for this year. Last year, we were in a different county than this year, and then we'll be looking about what's next. So the three across the state this year, we're going to learn and grow from that and see what we'll be up to next.
Well, the Montana State Fund President and CEO, Holly O'Dell, thank you for spending time with us this morning.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much for your time.